9. Night Flight. For the rest of the night, we wait and wait for Poppy's return. Chucho goes off to her room to light her candles and pray to San Miguel. I try praying too, but as I kneel beside Mommy, all I can think about is how to escape if the SIM come to our door. No suicide pill for me. I'm going to fly, like Poppy and Chucho said. I want to be free. The best idea would be to run to the back of the property, past the Otoni's casita, and take the back road to the crowded marketplace. We could probably find someone to carry a message to Mr. Washburn at the consulate. Moncito. Maybe if Mommy gave him all the money in the safe, he'd help us out? It's strange to think that now we are the beggars, but instead of asking for alms, we're asking for help so as not to lose our lives. Lose our lives. The words grip my heart. Will the SIM really kill us? Will they torture me if I don't talk? How can I explain to them that it's not personal, that I'm not talking to anyone? That I forget words even when I try not to? I look over at Mommy, hoping she'll say that everything's going to be all right. But her hand is shaking so badly that she can't even finger the beads on her rosary. Mommy's scared too. Oscar said you have to be scared to be brave. I just have to stay one step ahead of being scared. If it's just a small step, maybe I can do it. Where is Oscar right now, I'm wondering. Is he awake?